the governor made appointments to the CON Commission. And for those of you that haven't seen it, the governor appointed, effective April 9th of this year, Gail Clarkson of Bloomfield Hills and Dr. Luis Tomatis, I'm not sure if that's the correct way to pronounce it, of Grand Rapids, to the commission. Those two individuals will be succeeding two individuals who have served here with honor and distinction at this commission, and that's Mr. Corey, who's not here, and Dr. Sandler, who is here. So we can't pick on Brad Corey, but we can pick on Dr. Sandler. But I'm not going to pick on Mike. I'm just going to say, on behalf of the commission, thank you, thank you, thank you for years of service, of diligence, of dedication, of not letting any speaker get away with anything, and your commitment has been exemplary. And I'd like to read for you, Dr. Sandler, a certificate of appreciation that's been signed by the director of the department and myself. Presented to Michael Sandler, MD, for years of service on the commission. This is presented with grateful appreciation for your years of dedication and service to the people of the state of Michigan during your tenure as a member of the Certificate of Need Commission. Your professionalism and commitment to serving the public in assuring access to quality and cost-effective health care services have made a significant impact on the commission, the department, the state of Michigan, and most importantly, our citizens. Mike, thank you very much for all you've done.
I'll just make a few brief remarks, although people know that's not my strong point. But
3 minutes.
I just wish to thank everyone for those thankship, for those kind remarks, and thanks everyone. I've frankly found this to be a very satisfying experience. I actually have never missed a meeting in 9 years. I've had good health, and my employer's been very supportive, so I've had some advantages. And I have found this, we've done some good things, and frankly, I've worked with great people, and I'm fortunate that that's happened. It's been suggested to me that I should recommend to the department they could retire one microphone. Now that I won't be here, the meeting should go faster. But again, thank you for those kind remarks and thank you for the applause. I plan to continue to be involved, however.
Okay. I've asked Mike, at our last meeting, he volunteered to help lead that psychiatric task force work group, whatever we call it. And I've checked with Brenda, we didn't see anything in there where you must be a current CON commissioner to do that. So my hope would be that Mike would continue to do that and would have input and would come back and present.
Thank you. I'd be delighted to, and I'm going to involve Dr. Cowling also, as you recall, has quite an interest in this. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Let's move on to our first agenda item. Excuse me, is a bone marrow transplantation. For those of you in the audience that weren't here in January and those commissioners that weren't here, because we had seven commission members at the January meeting, two of whom recused